True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some unfortunate breaking news. Robert Redford has passed away at the age of 89. All the President's Men is one of my top three favorite movies of all time. Something that they showed me in journalism class back in the day with Woodward and Bernstein.
Mm.
One of my all-time favorite movies. Total legend, Robert Redford.
Yeah, he was.
89's a good... That's a good life.
That's a pretty good life. That's a long time.
Long time.
He's done a lot.
Look what I've done.
Yep. He's done a lot.
Didn't you once say you'd take like 55?
61, I think is what I said. Somewhere in the early 60s. If you could guarantee me that, I would take it.
That's not that long from now.
No, it's really not.
Mm-mm.
It's really not. At all. I turn 35 at the end of next month. More, I'll be halfway to 70. Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Look what I've done here.
How old would your daughter be? Your youngest wouldn't even be out of high school.
That is terrible math.
In 30 years?
25.
What?
What? You said 60.
Wait. Hold on. Let this.
You
let
have
this,
it.
You let this. Him. Let this brew. Let this brew.
He's how old are you again?
35, Harry.
35 plus 25. Is 60.
Correct.
Correct.
Your daughter's not even one.
How?
Oh, 25.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Got it. Okay, I got that part wrong. Okay.
Got that part wrong.
She'd be just
that's
out of college.
That's the whole thing. Not that part. That's the whole thing.
Doran, I really appreciate what you did there from a radio standpoint and just feeling the show out and knowing what was going to be best for the air. And that was, let's let him show his work here and figure it out on the fly.
See, I can do it.
Can the Steelers figure this out on the fly, though? That is the question. Patrick Queen doesn't seem to have any of the answers, and he got frustrated with Brooke Pryor and Tim Benz after the game.
Is it a scheme thing, or is it people not being in the right position, communication? Can you put your finger on where the breakdowns are?
Oh, that's what I want.
Game plan-wise, was there a specific that you thought you guys had a good spot that you had ironed out that just didn't manifest today?
Okay. Oh, that's what I want. That's all.
Those are two pretty pointed questions, and he pled the fifth. He didn't want to answer either question, and so then that begs more questions, doesn't it? Does he know what he thinks is going on, or does he simply not know? And if he knows what's going on, or if there's finger-pointing going on and he doesn't want to do it, that is an issue. I'm happy he wouldn't air that dirty laundry publicly, and if they don't have answers, I think that might be even worse.
Yeah, I think it's. I think he knows what's going on, and I think he doesn't agree with it. And like you said, don't air that dirty laundry. He doesn't want to point fingers. But clearly he's pointing fingers somewhere as to not wanting to answer those questions.
You know what you're supposed to do, though, Dorn? When you point a finger at somebody else, your other fingers, these three ones right here, they're all pointed back at me. You ever heard that one? When you point at somebody else, your other fingers are pointing back at you.
Mm.
It's kind of like a look in the mirror kind of deal.
Yeah.
He hasn't been good either.
No.
That's a thing. And as we heard Trey Essex say when he was on with us at 8 o'clock, both he and Peyton Wilson took horrific angles on that Kenneth Walker III touchdown that salted the game away. And so here's the question. We don't usually do this early in the week, but what's the vibe on these Steelers? Do you believe that Mike Tomlin can turn this defense around in order to get this team to the playoffs? That's what they're talking about on ESPN right now. Do you trust in Mike Tomlin's ability to turn this defense around? And my answer is absolutely not right now. Absolutely not. Do I think they're going to be this bad? No, probably not. But they were supposed to be historic. They were supposed to be a top 10, top 5, top 1 unit in the NFL. And right now, they're 29th in points. They're 28th in rushing yards. They're 25th in passing yards. They're 25th in sacks. They're 29th in yards allowed. And you go back 10 games, and they're giving up 28 points per game. Unacceptable. If it were just two games on the heels of a wonderful defensive season, I would say they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be fine. But it's two games on the heels of a terrible finish defensively. And, Doran, when I hear Patrick Queen, it reminded me a lot of what you were hearing out of guys in the locker room at the end of last season.
Yeah.
Like, they'd seem like they'd be pointing fingers, but they weren't telling exactly who they thought it was.
Way too early to be doing that stuff right now.
Oh, my God. And that's the thing, man. How many times have we talked about it? This time of the year, this is under city. This is when the offenses are starting slow and the defenses seem to have a leg up. And you look across the NFL and the over-under totals are low and a lot of the unders are hitting. And you're thinking, okay. But the defense, despite all that, has been awful against Justin Fields and Sam Darnold. So I ain't feeling like Tomlin's going to fix it. I don't know about you.
I don't. Maybe Tomlin doesn't have the answer either. No, whether it's, you know, in his hands or not, which we know it is in his hands, and, you know, whether you want to place blame on the players, whether you want to place blame on the coaching, maybe Mike Tomlin just doesn't have the answer to fix it, or maybe he's too stubborn to want to fix it.
I'm wondering if that's it too, man. Like, we got the guys, we just got to play Pittsburgh Steelers football. Oh, okay. Are we going to get pads this week? Is that what we're going to get?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to get the full pads. It could be like the Ravens game from a couple of years ago. We're going to bring it to them. Because I thought that's what we heard after week one. Oh, we're going to fix it. And Cam Hayward's basically saying we're going to fix it in record time. 0-2 so far. Texter writes in, I'm sorry, I don't know what it is, but the sound bites of interviews are so low you can barely hear them. Well, it's okay. Patrick Queen didn't say anything anyway.
Yeah.
412-928-9370 is the number to call. Do you think Tomlin can turn this defense around? Best caller on this wins a pair of tickets to see 21 Pilots. Oh. What?
I can't believe your boy right there.
With the math?
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, that's bad.
I thought he was calling my daughter a dum-dum, saying she ain't graduating high school until she's 26, like it's 21 Jump Street or something. She's going to be undercover buying drugs.
Well, if she was undercover, she would have graduated, actually.
Brian and Carnegie next up today. Hi, Brian.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good, pal.
Good. Hey, just a couple quick points. And a lot of it, you kind of stole the thunder because you guys are spot on. It's not really if the defense is going to get better. I'm like you guys. I'm kind of optimistic that it might, but maybe not right now. But I think the big point that you guys made also is that it goes back to last year. You know, is it really always a coaching thing or should I say who the coach is? Because really it comes down to schematics for these guys. And really, no matter who's back there, these guys are, you know, they're the product on the field. At some point, some guy's going to have to just take over and make these plays. And, you know, going with Ramsey and TJ, you guys are talking about what can we do different? What can they do different? How can we get them in there? It's really, they just got to produce, guys.
And they're not at all. Is any defensive player having a good year through two games? I mean, Ramsey's made the splash plays. He also got burned a couple of times. One of those, I don't know if it was his fault, but Cooper Kupp worked him all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the field.
If anybody, it's him. If anybody. Maybe Highsmith before he got hurt.
And that's the other thing. Now, they're hurt to boot.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good. 412-928-9370. You go back to last year, and you think about the way the Steelers finished to our caller's point there, and they gave up over 400 yards to the Ravens. They got worked by the Eagles. They got worked by the Chiefs in a stretch where the Chiefs weren't playing good offensive football. And shoot, when they got beat by the Eagles, we all know the Eagles are great. They're the best team in the NFL. They won the Super Bowl. But the Eagles are having a ton of trouble throwing the ball. And so the Eagles, they licked their chops. Oh, Steelers are coming to town. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have our best passing game of the entire season.
Yeah.
And then to finish them off, oh, we'll just hold the ball for the final 13 minutes. So it's not just a two-game sample size here. Until we're shown otherwise, this is what this defense is. And if this defense doesn't get markedly better, they're absolutely not going to make the playoffs. And they're going to have the first losing season in Mike Tomlin's tenure, because the thing that they've at least done in Mike Tomlin's tenure when they haven't had good offenses, particularly of late, is they play good enough defense against bad teams to win enough games to be over 500 to be in the hunt. They just lost to Sam Darnold, throwing for 295. And Justin Fields, who did not play well against the Bills, he looked like Fran Tarkenton out there. So your calls at 412-928-9370. The phone lines are stacked. You give us a ring. You can also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora joining us in about 12 minutes. The question, do you think Mike Tomlin can fix this defense? Do you believe that Mike Tomlin can fix this defense? 412-928-9370. Here's a text. When your car has a problem and you have changed a lot of the parts and the problem is still there, it's time to look at the common denominator, Tomlin and Austin. Sort of lost the analogy about halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me if my car breaks down, I have to blame that as well on Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin.
Washing your car isn't going to fix your car.
There you go. They brought in a whole bunch of different players on the defense. And you know what's happened with the defense? Still stinks.
Yep.
That's on the coach. Texter, it's time that we start to root for the Steelers to lose so that eventually a change is made at the head coaching position.
See, like, that's the thing, though. It's not for certain that that's going to change. This isn't any other organization. This isn't the Titans. No, this isn't Tennessee. No, this isn't the Raiders.
This isn't the Eagles.
This isn't the Eagles. Like, they've only had 3 head coaches in 60 years. Like, they are not, even if there is a losing season, his first losing season, you're going to get rid of him. No, they're going to give him some grace. No way.
No chance. Now, it would make sense if you do have a losing season and you're going to draft a quarterback next year, I think, to get a new head coach to work with that quarterback, and ideally an offensive-minded head coach. They don't see it that way. Mm-mm. They don't see it that way, which is wild. Look, Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years. They also drafted a franchise quarterback that only played here for 2 years. Most head coaches don't get to survive both of those things, let alone one of those things. Nope. Most head coaches don't get to go 8 years that went in a playoff game and still get to walk in the door and be the head coach the following year. Most coaches don't get to draft a franchise quarterback that not work out and get to walk in and be the head coach the following year. Tomlin's gone through both of these things. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Chris in California. Are you in California, PA, or California, California?
Yo, it's California, California.
Whoa. What up, Chris?
What's up, man? How are you?
Got some Steelers thoughts?
Well, I just find it funny how every team that, you know, Pickett has been, you know, quote unquote screwed over by seems to be in turmoil, you know? It was too soon to get rid of Pickett. It was too soon. Was I happy that he went to Philadelphia? Yes, I was. But everywhere he's went, he's won. His rookie year, 9-8. His sophomore year, 9-5. Pittsburgh was in first place in the AFC North when he got hurt.
I mean,
regardless of what his stats were, regardless of what the team was, 9-5. He gets hurt. He doesn't get an opportunity to come back. Mason Rudolph didn't do anything spectacular.
Thank you, Chris.
What did he do?
And I appreciate the call. Listen, you obviously.
Talking about Pickett?
Kenny Pickett fan there. I'm just wondering, is Kenny Pickett play middle linebacker? I mean, you can have his opinion on Kenny Pickett. I ain't going to shout him down, but what? We're talking about the defense giving up 31.5 points per game through two and 28 over the last 10 games. And Kenny Pickett going to go out there? You going to rush the passer? If he did, he'd only have 7 fewer sacks than T.J. Watt does the last 16 games. Strange call.
Yeah. Very.
Paul in Washington next up. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, look, fellas, I want you to give me a minute. There's a method to my madness. I'm going to name some names. I want you to think about these names and what they all had in common. Brian Flores, Bruce Arians, Vic LeBeau, Ken Whisenhunt. What did they all have in common?
They were good at their jobs.
They all were head coaches.
Munchak. Yeah, they were, but what did they threaten? Mike Tomlin's authority. Mike Tomlin's gotten rid of every coach that threatened his authority. If you guys agree that the philosophy needs to change, and if you're going to change the philosophy, you got to get rid of the people that are preaching the philosophy.
I know, Paul, but they're not. I know, Paul, but they're not going to.
Well, you know what? Then I'll tell you what. Art Jr., you need to grow a set. And if you're not going to grow a set and do what needs to be done, turn it over to your son, and maybe he has the kahunas to do what needs to be done. I'm tired of watching this same old crap. You guys have a good
day.
Hey,
Paul, real quick, do you like the 21 Pilots?
Yeah.
You do?
Ooh.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Ooh.
See, that's more what I'm looking for today. I'm looking for more Art Juniors instead of Art the Seconds. I'm looking for more of that. I'm looking for kahunas instead of cojones. That's what I'm looking for. Not, oh, we need to retroactively reacquire Kenny Pickett. All right, Dave in Pittsburgh. Last shot here for these 21 Pilots tickets, or else we might have to give them away tomorrow, Dave.
Now, I'm like some of the other guys. It's kind of eerie with what Tomlin's doing with the last 2 years with Chuck Knoll. Remember when Barry Foster did that mess up with the 49ers when they lost the game?
Yes.
You had Campbell do the same thing this week. It's just like the same dead philosophy that they're following. It's just the pattern of history. With Knoll being mediocre his last 10 years, we're in with Tomlin now. He's been mediocre for 8 years. It's just, I just think Tomlin's going to be out of here in a year or two because it's just, people are calling for his head now, and we're not even into the third game of the season.
That's right, and it's because it's a continuation of last year.
Tomlin will be out. The best chance of Tomlin being out of here is when Danny Rooney takes over. best chance.
And Art, in a recent media availability at the end of last season, said he doesn't think he's going anywhere.
Right.
Tomlin will have to walk away when he wants to walk away.
Uh-huh.
I mean, shoot, they had the Chicago Bears calling him up, trying to make a trade. Didn't even make it up top. All right. We're moving on. Harry, you're going to have to give the tickets. Well, we need good callers. So that makes it difficult. We might have to give away two pairs of tickets tomorrow. Coming up next, Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on the Brady situation and more when we return. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Insider calls. We got Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider right now, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I clearly could not find the read, and that's why I just blurted out insider calls like a Nimrod. Jason, how we doing this morning?
What's going on, gentlemen? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. It is now week three after last night's games. Yeah. Can you tell me, how mad should I be about Tom Brady being a minority owner of the Raiders, wearing a headset in the coach's booth, and then also being in those production meetings for Fox? Should I be mad about this?
I think, and I'm a, well, I was a pro Brady guy for his watching the length and breadth of his career and knowing where he started and where he got. But like, I don't get why he's getting special accommodations here. Like, I mean, is it too much to ask that you have to choose? Do you want to be the A-team right. broadcaster for people who spend billions of dollars to broadcast these games into our homes? Or you want to be the shadow owner of the Las Vegas Raiders? Like, I Tommy, I love you, but he should get to do both? Really? Like, they've got all these ridiculous tampering rules and the minutia, and we've got, you know, special – we're going to the special master for this and that, and teams accusing each other of tampering with play. And you've literally got a guy who's in the booth listening to every call that comes in, writing everything down. You know he is a competitive freak. He's looking for any edge – the flight gate, spy gate. And this is – now he's allowed – we had guardrails last year. He couldn't go in the production meetings. Then I guess maybe people are like, well, the broadcaster is good. But not. So now he's allowed in the production meetings. And his response to that is, oh, yeah, hold my whatever. What is it? Hold my guacamole juice. Now you're going to see me. You let me in your buildings. And now you're going to see me sitting with my coaches. Like, I'm not even going to do it in the owner's suite. Like, I'm not going to do it behind closed doors. Yeah, I think it's a really weird look.
Jason, with Joe Burrow being out for 3 months, do you think that Jake Browning could keep the Cincinnati Bengals afloat?
Like, I think he can make them, like, an interesting watch. I'm doing a lot of work on that game now. I think playing Bengals overs is going to be the way to go. Get in on them early in the week. Maybe take it down a few. Browning to throw at least a touchdown and Browning to throw at least a pick.
Hmm.
Those kind of correlated same game parlays, I think you'll make a lot of money on. They're still going to throw the ball. They got $60 and $50 million wide receivers who have to be fed. And Browning is pretty game. Now, he's going to turn it over more than Burrow did. He also might prove to be, in some weird ways, more durable than Browning was. That defense is not good. So they're going to give up points that way. A lot of crazy stuff has happened when he's taken the football field, including in this game against Jacksonville. So I think it's going to look a lot like it did down the stretch a couple years ago. You know, they're going to win some games 34-32. They're going to lose some games, you know, 34-32. Probably going to lose more than they win. But they've got – it's a long season to go here, and they have a lot of explosive playmakers who don't want to run routes to nowhere. And look, Browning, they won't run routes to nowhere. Like, Browning reminds me – he's like a young Joe Flacco. Like, he's doing the stuff that Flacco did with the Browns a few years ago, but he can protect himself a little bit more. He's a little more mobile. And he's obviously able to, so far, hit the post every week, where I think we've seen Flacco run out of steam.
Jason Lockenfora joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Two-part question here for you, Jason. One, do you think they'd consider trying to trade for a quarterback, the Bengals? And two, I mean, weren't they kind of asking for this? They have done not anywhere near enough to protect Joe Burrow his entire career.
Look, you can look at a lot of data points with the Bengals, and they can use them to back up what they do, right? Hey, why are you in empty so much? Why are you living shotgun? Why are you in 11 personnel empty shotgun more than anybody in the league, or just as much as McVay? Well, because we've won a lot of games that way, because it's the system you hired me from, because Joe's real comfortable with it and allows him to scan the field and find the matchup he wants. And we think our third and fourth receivers are better than your third and fourth corners. And we've got the numbers to point that out. And we're the only people to go into Arrowhead and slay the dragon, right, to get to a Super Bowl. And we probably should have won that Super Bowl. And we're the Bengals and we don't do those things. What they will admit is, your quarterback's missed a whole hell of a lot of time doing it that way too, because you got so much money in the skill guys, there's not enough in the trenches. And you haven't drafted nearly as well once you started getting good under Burrow and they're picking at the end of the first round and not the start. And you have a hell of a time identifying linemen. You're really good at identifying skill guys. You have a hell of a time identifying linemen. And, like, all that spread stuff leaves him really vulnerable. And he's missed a lot of time, and he's missed a lot of time getting hit in the pocket. Now, does he play too much hero ball too at times? And is he going to have to learn to get rid of it quicker? Sure. But, like, all that together has proven to be a costly mix for them. Yes, it can be high reward. It's also inherently high risk. And I don't think you can sort of tell the tale of the Burrow-Taylor Bengals without talking about how many procedures this young man has had and how many have come. Some have been fluke. But how many have come through the run of play, and how many of them might have to do with the way they play, how little they run the ball, and how bad their offensive line is?
Jason, real quick, Mike McDaniel, does he make it another month?
I was just about to ask the same question.
No.
Okay.
No, another month. I mean, he might make it into October. He's not making it out of October. That's going to be a tough ask for them Thursday night. Buffalo has, like, dominated Tua his whole career. Just run the numbers on what Josh Allen does to whatever iteration of defense Miami tries to run. It's not pretty. They're usually up for these games and not down. Buffalo hasn't lost at home in forever. I'm not saying you lay all the points. Maybe take it down to 6.5. Play with some Josh Allen numbers. But I think he's in a bad way.
Jason, you've given us some gambling advice. Here's some gambling advice for the people out there. Joe Burrow next year to win the Comeback Player of the Year award for the third time. What do you think?
Oh, geez.
I mean, that's the story of his career.
I guess
then,
that's
isn't
how it goes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how many times though? Like after a while, is it like, hey, give somebody else a shot? Like other guys got hurt too, or I don't know.
There's no way anybody's ever won it again three times. And this might only interest me, but I'm looking it up during the break. Jason, always good, man. Shot out of a cannon this morning on the Brady stuff. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, gentlemen. Have a great week.
Thanks, you Jason. Too. That is Jason Lawken, Fora Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I'm just happy Brady caught a break. You know, Brady's had a tough life. It's been tough on him. He can do whatever he wants. You get two jobs at once, no big deal, no problem. And thank goodness for him, because it's really been really hard on that guy. As well as that was good, buddy.
That was really
that was
good.
Jason, right? We're talking about avocado juice or whatever.
Guacamole juice.
That's right, guacamole juice. I had guacamole last night on a stuffed pepper, a little Mexican stuffed pepper. Oh.
Guacamole on a stuffed pepper, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Cool. Homemade guacamole?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, by someone.
Yeah, it was made, yes.
But not by me or my wife.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing any other multiple time comeback player of the year award guys. No, I thought Vic might have, because he broke his leg early, remember that? And then he came back and was good. And then he did win it after he went to prison, which, I mean, he did come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I have found a multiple-time comeback player of the year award winner in the NFL, Dickerson.
Can I guess?
Do you want to guess?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Candy arm.
Oh, I need a better hint than that. Candy arm.
Candy arm. I have a lot of respect for this guy. He went to college in a state that I am very fond of.
Oh, Chad Pennington.
Bang.
Nice.
Actually, you had three Marshall guys win the Comeback Player of the Year award in a row. Chad Pennington in 06, Randy Moss in 07, because he scored 800 touchdowns.
Byron?
And then, no, Pennington again.
Oh.
How about that? Chad Pennington, multiple time comeback player of the year award winner. He doesn't have a strong arm. He certainly didn't after the injury, and that's why he came back and he was good. Actually, God bless Chad Pennington, because those Patriots in 2008, when Brady got hurt, they won 11 games, didn't make the playoffs because those Dolphins, they wound up winning the division. How about them apples? Smart quarterback, that Chad Pennington. AFC East guy. Well, Jets, old Dolphins.
Yeah.
Marshall. Thundering Herd,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling you a story about after the backyard brawl where my buddy was walking on a sidewalk, stepped on a rock, turned his ankle, fell into traffic, and almost got drilled by a truck.
Yeah, that's no good.
And those are things that didn't happen in your 20s.
No, you didn't just slip and fall, roll your ankle, and just have no balance or athleticism and out of shape. Like, I don't even know what your guy looks like, but I figure that that's the case.
He's everything you said. Is correct.
Yeah.
We walked up a hill and my one buddy was carrying a case of beer. You would have thought he was friggin' Forrest Gump. He could not breathe. He carried
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, well, you know, go to cross country. Oh. He's walking uphill carrying a 30 rack of beer and he couldn't. I mean, we walked up a hill for 4 minutes, he was done. He turned into a puddle. We got to the top of the hill. He's like, we got to take an Uber the rest of the way. I was like, all right, buddy. So that's what age will do to you. I mean, when you're in your 20s and you step on a rock, you know what happens? Nothing.
Yes, nothing.
At this age, you step on a rock, man, you're going to turn your ankle. Harry, you better be ready for this. It's coming down the pike for you, big guy.
Yeah.
You think he was listening?
No.
I didn't.
I'm playing with AI, Becky.
Yeah, he's playing games.
I made a video of Crowley through AI, and I think the world should see it.
That's where his focus is at.
Why don't you go ahead and post it then?
Yes!
I mean, you've been sitting back there messing with AI the entire show. You might as well damn do the thing. I mean, make some use out of it, for goodness sakes.
Oh, I'll make a bunch of videos of you. There's a 10-video limit per day, though, so I'm out of videos.
What? My God. One last thing here. One last NFL thing. I've seen the tush push talked about again, and everyone's posting the same video. All the Eagles lined up offside. Stop complaining about the tush push. I'm so tired of people complaining about the tush push. Mm-hmm. Now, they ran it. They ran it 13% of their plays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a bit at this point. We're going to run it 13% of the time, and you can't stop it. And I love it. Until the rules say you can't do it, keep doing it. Anybody who complains, bitches, moans, it's very annoying to me. Like, that's not why you lost the game. Your Hall of Fame quarterback, maybe the greatest of all time, threw it. You had a receiver who's 47 yards open. And he overthrew him by 47 yards.
Joe's upset.
Oh, because we've gone too long?
Yes.
Okay.
You're rambling.
He also asked me to cut audio, and I said, nah, it's too late at this point to do that for you, Joe.
Oh, he has a bad producer, too. He can do it. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions today. Overcast, high of 82.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.